Trigger warning, mentions of death and things associated with it.
Hello, and welcome back to another podcast episode. I am Yaya, this is the Hermana
and the Moto podcast, and I'm Sam. You may also call me Ash.
So, what we're going to do today is switching it up a little bit versus just pre-written out questions or something like that. We're just being kind of random and do like our opinions on just random stuff. Like I could say, what do you think about Kit Kats? I think I like Laffy Taffys, like something like that. So, starting off, Sam, you go first.
Okay. What's your opinion on the Johnny Depp and whatever his ex-wife's name is, the lawsuit case thing? I'm on Johnny Depp's side. Whose side are you on?
Johnny Depp's, I think, gaslighting, manipulation, two-facedness.
Don't forget the abuse.
Yeah.
Physical and mental.
Is just a bit much, and a lot of times we take and we put, okay, hey, the abuser's always the man, or we may not think that, like, okay, hey, men, yes, dudes can be very ignorant and stupid, but men have feelings. They're humans too. So whereas maybe if you're an alcoholic and he does drugs, it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't put one person over the other. Okay, hey, smacking someone around is okay. Or, okay, hey, you're screaming at me, so it's okay for me to, like, beat on you.
It's not. And the thing is that society is so put around that to the point where it drives men to the point of killing themselves, which is terrible. Because now that women got put in the spotlight, we're not doing any better. We're doing the same thing men did up to us in the 20th century. We're not doing any better.
In the 18 or 19th
century? Well, 2020 is the 21st century, so 1920 would be the 20th century.
Okay.
It's weird like that. I don't know why.
Okay, what do you think about pineapple on pizza?
I personally like it, because if a tomato is a fruit and it can be put on a pizza, then so can pineapple. And don't come to me saying that tomato is a vegetable. It's both, okay? I like it. What about it?
It's your turn.
Oh. What do you think about the popular combination that I used to do, but I just now found out it was popular, of cheese crackers, lunch meat, and applesauce?
Yeah, no.
Have you ever tried it?
Yes, you made me try it.
It was good to me. I like it. It's like sweet and savory at the same time.
I have a weird thing about texture.
Yeah.
What do you think? Tampons or pads?
Depends. Like, if I'm not doing anything, like, going out, I'll put on a pad. But, like, if I'm going outside to the park with my dog and I'm running, or if I'm running errands, I would prefer to have a tampon. What's your opinion on people that sleep without socks?
I don't really have an opinion on it. Sometimes I sleep with socks, sometimes I don't.
Yeah, I have to sleep with socks on because it's weird sleeping without socks because it makes my feet feel weird. Plus, like, my blood decides not to go to my feet at night, so I need something to keep them warm. Don't say the cover's enough because it's not. I sleep with a quilt, thank you. Yeah, your turn.
What is your sleeping arrangement? Do you sleep underneath sheets? Do you sleep with a fan on? Do you sleep with noise? Do you sleep with any lights on?
I have a construction fan in my room. That's what it's used for. It's used for outside construction, so it's super loud, and I love it because I like it because it drowns everything out. I sleep with my LEDs on because I don't like the darkness. I'm not afraid of it. Like, I'll be in the dark if I want to, but I just don't like it because it makes me feel uncomfortable. Because I already feel like I'm being watched all the time because of anxiety. But if you're talking about sleeping position, I'm always on my stomach with a leg hiked up. And my dog is somewhere. Do you think that we have too many milks? Or do you think that it's enough?
What do you mean milks? Like oat milk?
Like almond milk? I swear, we have milked every single type of bean, plant, and nut. And animal.
Well, I mean, depending on, like, what you're allergic to, I think it just depends on people's allergies.
I feel like there should only be four milks. Stay with me. Oat milk. Almond milk, cow milk, and human milk. Those are the only types of milk we should have.
How are you gonna milk a human?
For babies!
Oh yeah, okay. But like, that's not open to like, just everyone. Hey, want breast milk?
I mean, like, you can buy it.
You're going to Lenny's or Subway or Firehouse. What meat would you always, like, what sandwich would you always eat, and what's one sandwich you will never eat?
One sandwich I always get at, like, a Lenny's would have to be, like, a steak something. Like, Philly cheesesteak or just, like, steak on it. At Subway, I always get the chicken ranch. I never put ranch on it.
Chicken bacon ranch?
Yeah. Yeah. But I never put ranch on it, though. What's the other? Firehouse subs? I don't really go there, because, honestly, their bread is always hard and chewy to me.
Okay. What's something you won't eat?
Something I won't eat from Subway. For some reason, everyone loves, especially my dad, is the meatball. Their meatballs taste like straight up deer ankles. Like, I'm not kidding. Like Burger King chicken nuggets, straight deer ankles. And a place that something I won't get from Lenny's. I don't know.
I think I can always do like some sort of Italian sub, but like, I was about to say Prosecco. Prosecco is alcohol. And I think like you said, I don't think I can do a meatball sub. I don't like the feeling of trying to shove that in my mouth.
Yeah, it just doesn't taste good.
And I don't like tons and tons of onions. Like, I'll do peppers, banana peppers, stuff like that. But, like, raw onion is very, very hard for me to eat.
Yeah. Raw onion has less flavor than when it's cooked, but it's harder to eat, you know?
I mean, caramelized onions on, like, a Philly cheesesteak are good. But if you mean, like, I'm going to give you a turkey sandwich. And then they, like, slap on as much onion as they do, like...
That's what my mom gets. She's like, double everything. Just no hot peppers. I'm like, how can you stomach that? And you can't really eat any... You know, I'm gonna leave it.
Okay, your turn.
If someone invites you over for a sleepover, right? With, like, your friends, it's like a group of people. And you notice that a couple of them put milk before cereal. What's your automatic response?
You're not welcome at my house. Be like, or I'm just gonna be like, and I'm the one homeschooled. Or I just like look at them like they're crazy and be like, that's the type of person you are. Keep you at an arm's length. Psycho.
I mean, like, don't come at me saying that, oh, it's okay. Because, I mean, like, it gets your cereal wet.
You're drinking all of it.
Yes, and you're getting more cereal.
You're going to have to, like, smash it in, and it overflows. It's stupid.
Yeah. I mean, like, there's no way to get around it. You're just not smart. Okay, next.
What's your opinion on the way girls' clothes are versus guys? Like how like they're made, the durability, the comfortability. Like if you have thighs, them wanting them to be like amputated for no blood flow. Sorry.
Yeah. Girls' clothes are mostly made towards the stereotype of what women should look like. Well, guys' clothes are like one size fit all. Like, I'm serious, like a medium could fit me, it could fit my mom, it could fit my dad, it could fit you.
Yeah, I think even The Rock and like Kevin Hart both put like on a medium shirt. I'm like, dang, okay, little man, dang, big man.
And honestly, I find guys' clothes more stylish than girls, because girls' clothes, it's hard for me. It's hard to find girls' clothes that aren't, like, even if it's, like, alt or gothic, they're still, like, girly.
I don't want the puffy sleeves. I can't necessarily always do a crop top because my ovaries are messed up and I will bloat. So I don't want people to be like, oh, how far along are you? About as long as my foot is up your butt for asking me that. And like mini skirts, I will have to sit and I will have to bend over. It's like not everyone's a size 2.
Yeah. Okay.
Need to blend that one out.
Do you put ice in your milk?
I don't drink milk.
You don't drink milk?
Milk messes with my stomach. I only do it when I'm like baking and stuff.
I like drinking milk, like if you have like cookies or cake. Okay, the next question. But no, I don't put ice cubes in my milk. Sierra Mist or Sprite?
Sprite.
100%.
You mean, dishwater? That is exactly what Sierra Mist tastes like. Dishwater.
I can confirm.
Oh, drink tonic water. Go sip my mom's tonic water. And I will tell you, it is battery acid and Sierra Mist. At first you taste it. Oh, you have to taste it just so I can record you. So I can be like, I asked mom, I was like, so people drink gin and tonic. I was like, are they serial killers? What about like, I'm trying to think. Now, I'm not going to take and tell somebody, oh, you can't dress this way, or oh, you can't dress that way, or oh, you need to stay in this box, or you need to stay in that box. But what do you think about, like, oh, blue is for boys, pink is for girls? Because a lot of super girly stuff, I'm not going to wear that.
Color has no gender. Clothes has no gender. It's just segregated towards genders. It's
I mean, over in, like, what is it, Irish, Welsh, something like that? I mean, they wear skirts and do the...
Yeah.
Whatever that is, the bagpipes. I really should not have done that. But like bagpipes, kilts. They wear kilts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It depends on the area.
Jesus like, wore now, a dress. Like, what?
She touched his outer garments.
She left it after them because they're
no, she had, she had her period for like 12 years.
Who?
The lady that touched the fringe of his garments.
Oh, yeah.
Because she had her period for a really long time. Go back and watch the video.
Yeah.
She wasn't lusting after Jesus.
No, I'm quoting. I'm saying something that I found.
Like a meme?
It was like in Ecclesiastes or something where it said she lusted after them because their genitals were like those of a donkey.
First of all, we know you're raised in this town. I'll say what town? Because then everybody's gonna be like, oh my god, mine. What do you think? Oh, it's your turn.
Oh, it is? Okay, what do you think about people that sleep in dead silence?
No. I knew someone like that. It was a little bit awkward. I was just like, kind of sometimes for me, having somebody, like, in the same, like, room as me, some days it makes me really irritated. Some days I, like, almost need it, but it's just kind of like me, I turn on my timer for my thing, I have my fan on, but like the rustling outside or like dogs or when you hear people's doors shut, for me I like jump. Maybe it's because we're from the hood, I don't know.
But like I really hate, I don't hate people that sleep in dead silence, but I hate the concept of sleeping in dead silence. Because not only is it uncomfortable, because you're like, if I move, is the sound of me moving gonna wake them up? If I breathe too hard, am I gonna wake them up?
It's a little bit creepy, like, just the thought, like, I like to sleep. But thinking about everything around it, like, okay, so I'm blocking out all noise because I don't want to hear anything. So does that mean if someone breaks in, then I'm not going to know that my parents are dead? But does that mean I'm so scared and I'm not going to sleep so that I can always be on high alert and not get good sleep? That's just why I'm just like, I like the idea of sleeping, but when I actually, like, think about sleeping, it does freak me out a little bit. I don't know why. Because it's not... My mom says I, like, have a hard time, like, not being in control. But my thing is, yes, slightly I do. Because I don't know if somebody's going to try to, like, come through my window. And then if I hear rustling, then it's like, okay, I need to be on high alert. Okay, what is that noise? If light comes through my window, oh my god, is someone coming into my window? If you hear rustling and hear, like, one time... My mom came into the house that never locked the door, and we fell asleep in the living room. And she told me the next morning, someone could have broken in or easily walked in because she didn't lock the doors.
That's what I can't get about, like, rural countries. Like, the type of towns that are so small that everyone knows everyone, where they can literally take and, you know, walk in their house and not lock the door because, you know, everyone knows everyone.
Yeah, I wouldn't like that, though.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I can't.
I've become that person that has to, I like stuff being organized and stuff like that, but sometimes when I let my mind keep going, it's like I become very paranoid, and I'm just like, that doesn't make no sense, and then my mind just like goes way too fast. I become one of those people that are just like, stay in the moment, not like live it up like it's your last day alive, but like live in the moment to where I'm not concerned. Okay, well, you gotta get home by 10 a.m. so that means we need to jam pack everything, we need to go to sleep by this time so that you're not gonna have to be like sleepy, so that when your parents come, because I want your parents to come, and then your parents will start yelling. If your parents start yelling, then we can never be friends again. Like,
yeah,
that's how I used to be, and now I'm just kind of like, okay, and then like I keep, like, if on a certain pitch, I do keep my fan by the window, and I used to have stuff to where it's kind of like, I would set up my room to where, like, I'd have, like, shoes in front of my door or something like that, or I'd lock it or whatever, and it'd be like, okay, because if you're trying to break down my door, you're gonna have to start kicking it, and I was actually, like, startly strategic to where I wouldn't really care.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, okay. And then I just kept a knife. I think I have scissors or a knife, something like that.
Yeah. Another part of not having a fan that, like, really bugs me, like, any type of noise, really, is that I don't know if there's a certain phobia for this or if I'm just really paranoid, but I hate having, like, cracks, like, in a door. Like, if you don't close it all the way and you can see out of it, or, like, if you have, like, a banner up, like, over your bed, but you can't see the other side, I'm always so freaked that I'm gonna look up and someone's gonna be staring at me.
Okay, so when our grandpa was still alive, that's happened. It's freaking me out. And then my nightmares, because I don't know if this has actually happened, if someone was actually watching me through one of the windows, because I was having a nightmare, one of those nightmares that I told you that I was having that I'm not going to actually say on air, yeah, or whatever you want to call this, or whatever we call this, and then it's like, I was like wrestling, like in my sleep, and I swear somebody was looking at me in the crack of like the window, because I was asleep in the living room, so I never slept in the living room with my mom, and I always slept in my room, and it's like me, I would have a canopy bed and put curtains around it and just like have a knife or something like that and be like, okay, and lock my door, do stuff like that. They have like a door locked that you actually like put your thumbprint on. I'd be like, nope, you can't come in. Nope, you can't, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, but like the crazy part about that is someone could easily take some tape and copy your thing from like a box that you grabbed.
I mean, yeah, but my thing just is, I need my door shut. There's certain things. It just like creeps me out, because I have seen, because like Papa will walk past, and he'd just be sitting there staring, and I like roll over and I'm like, hi, Slender Man.
I mean, I used to be like super into the SCP fandom, and that messed me up for quite a minute, because I was like, oh my god, this SCP, what if it's looking at me through my window? I know it's not real, but like,
No. You want to know what creeps me out?
What?
And now I make sure SVU, Law & Order SVU, all these detective shows and stuff like that, you can't tell, they'll be like, it's not based off of real events. How have you made thousands of episodes so specific? Either the person that's doing it is a freaking maniac to where they know so specific. Oh, they did small horizontal cuts in her decolletage to take and show from this 18th century book to take and be against the grandpa. Nobody knows stuff that deep. And I'm like, a lot of that's personal. But there was an episode of a show, ended up being like for half of a season, to where like the president and the people were abusing the power that they can take and they can look in on any of your devices. Mm-hmm. So like they were saying people like have in their house and like apartments and stuff like that and things like that. There was people like, people can on Airbnbs and in hotel rooms can like take and chip stuff to where you see it, and I'm just like, that freaks me out. So because like I'm one of those people that brings in like my phone and my tablet to watch TV, and I'm like, oh, Donald Trump saw me naked.
Imagine if there's like a video of,
wait,
like,
who's the president now? I just said, well, I mean, regardless, but like I found this out when Donald Trump was still the president, and I was just like, that's so creepy, because what if they actually can? They could be like, let's look in on Tennessee people.
They literally,
I know,
can.
That. That's what I'm saying. So I'm saying it's weird knowing that. So it's like now I cover everything, and I'm just like, nope, you ain't gonna see me naked. At least not no more.
Yeah. We got so off topic.
I mean, we just were invested in the fact of how weird stuff is.
Yeah.
When you think about it.
I mean, okay. Whose turn is it? I think it was yours. Cause
that's what your preference is to sleep at night.
Yeah. It's your turn.
I said what your preference is to sleep at night. It's your turn.
Yeah, and then I asked about people that don't sleep that sleep in dead darkness.
Oh, okay. Would you rather marry someone like the complete polar opposite of you, or someone like almost completely like you?
I don't know, because I mean, like, I would get sick of myself easily, but at the same time, I don't know how I would deal with someone that's completely opposite of me, you know? Because what if I find what they like annoying, or if they find what I like annoying?
Well, there's certain stuff that you're like, you don't even necessarily just be up underneath each other 100% of the time.
Yeah.
So, like, you have an outgoing person who has, like, a bubbly personality that will get you out of the house, that wants to be adventurous, or, like, at least somebody that's always has, like, the get up and go. So, like, if you wanted to go somewhere, and then your anxiety's like, yeah, I really don't feel like getting up and going, but they'd be like, oh, no, let's get up and go. I'll take them. I'll make the reservations, blah, blah, blah. Not necessarily like, oh, hey, we're going to have a spouse that wears pink and paints the whole house yellow on the outside with a white picket fence. I don't mean like that, necessarily.
Please, no. Never.
Cat in the hat. Your turn.
Okay. What have you ever, even though we don't necessarily believe in paranormal events, but what's something that you would consider a paranormal event that you have experienced? I have several.
Is it the chair?
It's my foot.
Not again! A lot of stuff happens with like people like torturing me, but when Papa died, they made me take his room. Me, the one that was there when he died.
I was there when he died.
You came home and he was dead.
No, I was there. I was like,
no, you guys went to like Rite Aid to go pick up like Pedialyte or Pediasure, and he was like choking or having his heart attack or whatever.
I thought he just died in his sleep.
No, he was sick. Like, she was like, he was like dry heaving and super sweaty, and your mom was like holding him, and I stopped by because my dad was like, oh, you gotta pick up some clothes, and she was like, can you stay here, we're gonna run to Rite Aid real quick. And then like I started realizing, I think he's dying. And then he was like dead. And then you guys were coming back and your mom was trying to like resuscitate him, and he's like gargling. And I'm like, and then she's like, keep staying back there. And I was like, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay. How am I supposed to keep staying back there but go find a phone call 911 and figure out what they're saying? Make sure Sam doesn't come over here. I was like, I'm 12. I'm only 12. Or 13, one of the two. And I was like, but no, I had, because I had to sleep in there, I couldn't not keep having the dream of him legit. Now, you know, I get up in the middle of the night sometimes to use the restroom or like to get something to drink or whatever. So my mom said she doesn't remember if she heard me or knew what exactly was going on, but I think I must have went to like go use the restroom or whatever, and I don't know if I was walking around the house or if I was legit like having a dream and running throughout the house, but like he was popping up everywhere, and he was like trying to like kick, like he was like, so Sylvia, so he like was standing over me in the room trying to like strangle me, then it was like no, so I like went to run and he kept popping up, and I was like, so he's sitting, and then I'm like, okay, thought I could catch my breath, and then he's just like sitting in the corner and he's like, what are you doing? Or when we went to Nell's house and I went into the back room that I think used to be his room, and he was sitting there in the rocking chair and he's clearly dead. And so then I went to like sit down, and my mom was like, just lay down. And I was freaking out. And I felt the feeling of water welling up in my chest, like my chest was gonna explode. And he's sitting there, just like I can see him like rising, and him sitting over me, and he's just like, you can come with me, and he's strangling me. And I'm just like, okay. And then your mom was super pissed off because we had to go back home, because I was legit screaming, because I was screaming because I felt like I was being murdered. Like, I had excruciating pain throughout my entire body, and I was like trying to close my eyes during the trip, and every time that I'd open up my eyes, he's like sitting, like he's like walking, like, because you have obviously the lights on. And you know how, like, it'll be, like, on this exit, blah, blah, he's sitting there, and he's like, it's okay, come with me. And I don't know if it was, like, my body trying to shut down and die at, like, 13 or whatever, but I was just like, that's creepy. So, that dream, and then going there, yeah. Which is probably, and they probably think, oh, she's, like, a horrible family member, but I'm like, you really want me to tell you your house makes me feel like I'm possessed by demons? Like, I'm not gonna say that.
I have two that are pretty short.
You're like, you took forever.
along with Papa, I remember one time we were packing and we were leaving to go live with Abby before my mom got married to my dad. And I remember leaving and turning back, and Auntie was on the porch waving at us like goodbye. And I just remember seeing Grandpa behind her, like lurking behind her, like looking over her shoulder as... just a dead stare looking at us as we're driving away. I was like, okay. and another time was when I was out, I was over at Abby's house. Remember, y'all, that where this house was, not our house in the ghetto, but it was like out in the country, like the dead country, to where if you wanted to go hunting, you could go in your backyard. But anyway,
if you sneeze, you fall down and you never return.
Exactly. But like, I was out there, I was playing with their Labrador, Molly, and it was like dark out, and she started barking across the street, and I didn't know that that there's a grave, like an abandoned graveyard, across,
there ain't nothing in there.
Across the street.
That's the hot water here.
Yeah, across the street from their house until like a year or two later. She started barking and barking. But all of a sudden, this car drove by and the lights hit this bush. And all of a sudden, you just see these two huge glowing dark eyes. I guess they were eyes, I don't know, but they were like super up high.
They could be also bats.
Yeah, but I mean, like, what bat is just right there? Plus, they weren't moving, you know?
It could be an animal.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make you feel better.
I know, but, like, she was barking at it and growling, like, a lot. So I started going, like, what's up?
First of all, never do that again. If you feel like there's something odd.
Well, I didn't see it until, like, I walked over there. I thought she was just, like, barking at a mole or something. Because, like, shit, that's what she did. She was an old dog. But,
I'm just giving you a forewarning. Yeah, if there's ever something that you think is, like, huh? Or something that may not be a great idea. It's not a great idea. Yeah, the other way.
I'm not about to be that dumb white person in a horror movie. But, yeah. But as soon as, like, I went over there and I saw it and I started backing up, I just heard this, like, really loud screech. Like, that type... You know that type of screech Cookie does when you accidentally step on her?
Okay.
Take that and maximize it by 10 and
like
make it...
Like a person screech or an animal screech?
I don't know, but it was just, like, a screech and it was, like...
And is it a screech? Like a... Ah! Or is it like... Ah! Like that. Like a piercing, deafening, I'm being murdered.
Yes. Or was it... That's okay. What it was. Then all of a sudden, it just felt like a shiver of coldness just went over me. And I was just, like, stuck there. Until it just went over and I went inside the house. But, like, everyone was asleep. I wasn't supposed to be outside. I was told to come in, like, 10 minutes before.
And that tells you you should have left out.
And, yeah, and let's just say I almost died. I'm trying to think. Cause, like, imagine if it was, like, a skinwalker or, like, a wiggalo. Wiggalo? I don't know.
Okay. Whose question is it now?
It's yours.
Would you rather lose a hand or a foot?
I need my hands. I need to play Minecraft. I'll be good with a...
Why do you look like that?
I need my hands. I'll lose a foot. I'll be good being a leg amputee.
Just a foot, not a whole leg.
Oh, I'll be good with a prosthetic foot.
Yeah. Your feet already look like plastic because they never get any sun. When you take them out, your feet are as wide as your mom.
Hold on. No, they're not.
Your feet are super light.
No, they're not.
And then your legs are chinchillas.
Shut up.
So, like, if we took and, like, exfoliated you, you probably, like, lose your pigment and go back to the color of your mom.
You're so mean. I exfoliate. You try to say I don't exfoliate?
You don't have, you have a body scrub?
Yes, I have two. I have a whipped one and a non-whipped. From Tree Hut.
Got to be like, first of all, I understand you was raised by a white woman, but we don't do no whipping.
Oh my god. Sylvie.
Okay. When I found out with the meaning of, well, we're not going to discuss it on this. Okay, your turn.
What? What's your opinion on keeping doors open? Like, your kids' room, your room, the bathroom, like, all the doors open.
Like, as a rule?
Yes.
I wouldn't, I probably, as my kids are, if I have, like, me, if you're, okay, if the parents are having, you know, sizzy time, lock the door.
You don't want to be like Kevin Hart with his kids locked like, in on him.
Now, if you underneath the covers, you can steal. And I'm like, oh my god, Kevin, shut up. We're supposed to be in basketball stands. Like, what? What? Like, what? I was like, sir. little kids' rooms, no. Because, I mean, it's like if they're choking or if they fall, you don't want it to be locked. If I have, like, a boy and a girl, obviously, when they get older, I'll switch the stuff to where, like, they can, like, have it locked. But, I mean, even at nighttime, even if your dude's, like, butt naked, just, like, I'd be like, you don't remove the covers. Or I'd probably get a canopy bed once I was married and then just put, like the drapes around it.
Yeah, but you don't want to put twinkle lights around it or else you're going to see shadows.
First of all, I'm grown. I don't need twinkle lights.
No, you know, like, the lights that you can have with the canopy thing.
I know, but I'm saying a grown man's probably not gonna be like, shimmer, shimmer, glisten, glisten.
You don't know. When you said glisten, glisten, I automatically thought of I am woman. Anyways.
I know what song you're talking about.
Your turn.
I see you made it to the end, dear listener. Well, this is only the first half of a two-part episode in this series. If you want to stay tuned and listen to the second one, it will be uploaded at the exact same time next week as this one. Hopefully you can make it through the end of that one, too. Goodbye.